and having a fantastic day checking out and learning about the different delegates here. You're going to have the opportunity to hear more from them as we go forth this afternoon. And, of course, tomorrow I'm going to be tagging along and finding out all the things that the delegates know, and I want to bring it all to you. Right now they are playing trivia, I do believe. They're playing, what are they into now? Team Political Trivia. Starting at 6 o'clock, they're having a cigars and putting contest. And right now it's pouring down rain right here in Tampa, Florida. So, you know, the show goes on, even though they are not being delegates right now. They are behaving themselves rather nicely, I must add. So weather in Greenwood right now says it's about 88 degrees and partly cloudy skies. What do we got? Feels like 91, so it must feel pretty hot up there. What are we looking for this afternoon and this evening? Looks like partly to mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles possible late, low around 69. Now, tomorrow morning, occasional drizzle in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, humid, high near 80 degrees. So that's what we're looking for up there in Greenwood, South Carolina. Now I'm going to flip over here and see if I can get you the location of what they're saying for Tampa here as far as that goes. Let's just check out Tampa, Florida. I can tell you right now here in Palm Harbor, which is about, I guess it's about 40 miles up the road, it is not that nice. It is rainy, and so let's check out and see what they say. 83 degrees, rain and showers feels like 92. What are we looking for the next for this tonight? Windy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Isolated tornadoes possible. Did have a warning come in on my telephone this afternoon about a possible tornado. Low of 77. Winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. Now tomorrow they're saying windy, showers in the morning, and scattered thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon, high of 87 degrees. Chance of rain is 60%. So tomorrow night, showers and scattered thunderstorms, low of 77 degrees. Chance of rain is 60%. So I want you to make sure that you check out all the good things that are going to be on TV. There's going to be good news on the radio. I'm going to be making sure you have all the results. And you know why I can do that? Because we've got great sponsors helping out with this tremendous undertaking, I might add. I certainly hope you're enjoying it. And, you know, if you want to give a call, 229-7984 right there in Greenwood, you can send me a shout-out or something like that. I'd surely like to hear about it. You know, Jeff could call in and just tell me what people are saying on the radio. That would be terrific. Just call Reed. Just tell him to call on line 3, or you call and see if we get any calls of people, what they've been hearing. Do they like what you're hearing, or are you just glad to see that somebody's out there doing the tough stuff? And I'm telling you what, this is tough. I did get my badges to be on the convention floor. In fact, I've got four different badges. One good for each day. They tell you at the radio broadcasting, this is through the House, the Congressional House, that you have to get your badge to be on the floor. But if you lose it, you can't get another one. So these are pretty terrific badges. Well, I am here at the Innsbruck Resort, having a good time, checking it out, talking to people. We're going to be bringing you more. I will be posting. I did an interview with Larry Grooms this morning. Did talk a little bit about the situation with our candidates being on the ballot, off the ballot, on the ballot, and then question, are they on the ballot issue. He told me that by the time the courts made up their mind that it was too late for anything to be done. Personally, I think there could have been an executive order or something. I don't know about you, but I think there could have. But I do want to thank all our sponsors for coming on board. The Republican Party up there in Greenwood, thank you. Thank you, Buck Griffin. You've been out there being a tireless promoter of what we're doing here, but also a tireless promoter for the Republican cause. He is definitely energized. some of our other sponsors, Bob Merritt, who is now an independent petition candidate. Steve Brown, in the same boat, independent petition candidate. Mike Pitts, of course, is our representative, a part of Greenwood County. He is one of our representatives, and he came on and sponsored us, as well as Senator Billy Odell. So lots of good sponsors as far as that goes. And I want to tell you, I believe I have somebody on the air here with me now, Chad Conley. How are you doing today?
Hey, Ann, how are you today?
I am doing good.
Now, thank you for joining us over here.
Well, you know, isn't this fun?
We just want to do something that was fun and relaxing and gave folks a chance to mingle, and it's kind of rainy and nasty outside, so this was a good alternative.
Yes, it is a good alternative, and you know what's neat is it's just like my radio show every day. We just sit down and talk about things. Now, Chad, of course, you are the chairman of the Republican Party, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. So how's everything been going as you've been lining things up?
I think it's been going great. We had a great week last week with RNC meetings and getting prepared for this, and I honestly think the RNC and the authorities in Florida probably made a good call to not have people in buses, and we didn't really know what the storm was going to look like. I think that, of course, the Weather Channel does their part to really hype all this, and it didn't even come here. Prayers are with people wherever it makes landfall, but I'll tell you the truth, just praying that it dissipates and it makes the minimal impact, and the same kind of thing we saw here is what they see wherever it lands. It's just some rain and some heavy wind, and it kind of goes away. So we had a great kickoff, and I think everybody here is ready to get started and get on the floor tomorrow.
Absolutely. Now, of course, tomorrow is a big day. This is the day they put Mitt Romney in the roll call.
That's right.
And also VP Paul Ryan. How do you feel about the ticket?
Oh, I love the ticket. I'm fired up by the ticket. You know, what we need is a business-minded leader who doesn't mind making tough decisions, who's proven he can work across the aisle, can work with people to make real results happen. That's what he did in Massachusetts. That's what he did with the Olympics. He turned around a failing Olympics. That's what he's done in business. As he's taken businesses that were failing, he worked them, he helped get financiers who helped pull them together, and you've got names like Staples to show for the results that he did. Then you got a guy like Paul Ryan that's it's demonstrating that in Governor Romney's first real decision, he made an awesome decision with Paul Ryan as a running mate, because he knows how to speak the language of spending and deficit spending and entitlement spending, and it shows that we're not going to let those things lay on the table. We're going to talk about them and discuss them with the American people and not let them go by the wayside.
Absolutely. So how do you think South Carolina's doing? I mean, you know, I'm a little disappointed from one aspect because, you know, we're going to be a red state, and so that means we probably won't get a lot of advertising dollars coming
right.
in. But sure. What do you think?
Well, you know, a few months ago, Karl Rove said South Carolina's a toss-up state. Now, when we talked to their staff, the reason they did was we haven't run a poll. And they want to know why I didn't run a recent poll. I said, I don't have to run a poll and spend money to know that South Carolinians are conservative. They're going to vote Republican this year, and they're going to put Mitt Romney in office. I didn't want to spend the money. And so finally, Mr. Rove took us off the toss-up list because he knows we're solid red. At the same time, though, I said, look, not only are we going to be solid red again, we're going to win the 7th Congressional for Republican Tom Rice. We're going to add to the conservative majorities in the House and the Senate. We're also going to send a bunch of volunteers to other states and make sure we pull them over into the red column. And so we've been really active, and folks all over the state are responding. With now technology of today, they can get a list on their computer and make phone calls in other states to, you know, turn out the vote in November, and especially those swing states that need to go red this time. So South Carolina Republicans are going to be very active and very engaged all over the nation this fall to make sure we beat Barack Obama and send him back to wherever he's from.
All right. Well, Chad, now, one of the things, of course, I think you're the one that coined the phrase convention purgatory.
Actually, I got credit for it. I did not coin the phrase. The Florida Commissioner of Agriculture, or the guy who spoke this morning, Adam Putnam, he said, welcome, our friends in South Carolina, to primary purgatory. And I said, we're happy to be here in primary purgatory or convention purgatory with you. We would crawl over broken glass backwards on our bare bellies 1,000 miles to be here when Mitt Romney kicks off this election to beat Barack Obama. But, you know, we're just, my motto is happy, happy, happy. Our folks are happy to be here. We're happy to be excited and excited to be a part of this. And it really didn't matter to us that we're driving. If you look at the locations, most of the delegations are driving away. I understand the Wisconsin delegation is across the street. That's where all my neighbors are from. I understand that Massachusetts, where Governor Romney lives, And Michigan, where he's from, they got great hotels. Because of our fight with Florida, we did get pushed out of town a little bit. I think our people,
right.
I mean, our people are enjoying this place.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful hotel.
It is beautiful. It reminds me of some of the places on the coast.
It really does.
Yeah,
it really does.
So it's a lovely area. I had to go pick up my badge for the to be able to go on the convention floor.
Yep.
Huh, that's a drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I made it, and I'm ready to go. And, of course, tomorrow is going to be a big day. Now, what starts tomorrow morning?
Well, we have a breakfast in the morning with Marco Rubio. Senator Rubio from Florida is going to come in for a meet and greet at, I think that's at 8 o'clock. Then at 9, we board buses to go to a brunch that's on a ship, actually, downtown.
Are we going to get to do that?
I think we're going to get to do that tomorrow morning. They're anticipating the weather is lifting. That'll be from, like, 10 to 12. At 12 or so, we're going to have a little time for lunch. Then, of course, we just had a brunch, so we don't have to eat. We're going to go in the convention floor by 2, be there for all the procedural, legal things that go on, the rules committee, the committee on arrangements, the platform committee, everybody does their reports. Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan will be nominated. And then there's a small, short recess.
Yeah, I was
come
pretty
back
impressed.
To a full-star lineup tomorrow night.
You know, I was pretty impressed. I think it's, 6:20 to 7 o'clock. Now, how are you going to feed and get them off to the bathroom? That's what
we
I want to know.
Yeah, we won't. And I think you'll see people mingling around, though. I've been on the convention floor before, and it's pretty loose.
Pretty loose. Well,
pretty informal, pretty laid back.
Well, now, is this just South Carolina, or will it be South Carolina and Florida tomorrow morning with Rubio?
Just South Carolina tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Just
all
us.
Right.
Yep.
Sounds great.
But we got a full day tomorrow. I think the day ends at probably 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow night. It'll be really late. But one of our big parties and events, sponsored by a big sponsor of ours, big donor, is tomorrow night after the convention's over. So, but, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing Governor Haley. I'm really looking forward to hearing Mrs. Romney speak.
Yes.
She's very relatable. The lady's been through a lot. I had breakfast beside her during the primary season, and me and my wife just fell in love with her. I mean, she's the real deal. Mother of 5. They've done it right. Committed their marriage. They've done that right. She's been through breast cancer. She's a cancer survivor. My mom's a breast cancer survivor.
Multiple sclerosis.
Yeah. And, of course, multiple sclerosis. And so I think she's going to be able to communicate in a way that probably no one else can what the governor has done for her, being by her side. You know, my mom is a cancer survivor, 18 years, and she had a stroke 2 years ago. And one of the blessings from all that has been watching my dad. It's been precious, him taking care of her. And, of course, she did it for him when he's been through struggles. And I think that's what their relationship has been, is one of supporting each other for their years of marriage and doing what the other one couldn't in times of struggle.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we all could take a few pages from that, couldn't we?
No doubt.
Even though they're very, very wealthy, they still have to do the same things
for
their family.
You know, and I think that's something, too, that people in America need to see. I think we get it in South Carolina. It's like the Obama machine has mocked their success. You know, we point to people like the Romneys and say, look, if you work hard and you really you do all you can and you find a niche and you fill it and the free market will reward you directly proportional to the service you provide to others, you can become successful. We show that our kids. The Obama Chicago thuggish machine says, well, they were lucky, or, you know, they're wealthy and they're privileged. That's not how it works. You know, you get rewarded for your effort. And obviously the Romneys have done a lot of things right. They've been successful, and we ought to be holding that up as an example for people. That's what America's all about.
We need to get back to our exceptionalism.
Amen.
We certainly do.
Amen.
Well, Chad Connolly, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you,
I will be looking forward, and I'll be recording and talking and having a good time with all of you.
You know I'm here anytime you need to talk to me.
All right. Thank you
have
so much,
day.
Chad. All right. That's a good one. Here we are getting our picture taken. All right. It's a good afternoon right here in Tampa, Florida, actually Palm Harbor. So why not stay right with us and keep listening to all the updates that I'm going to be able to give you. I can tell you this. I don't know. Tomorrow morning, Marco Rubio, 8 o'clock in the morning. How's that for a jolt to start your day? I'll be giving you updates on it. I don't know if I'll be with you because I tell you what, I'm not missing the cruise, going to the cruise there. So good to hear that these things will be going on. This is me, Ann Eller, right here. Let's hear a quick break and see if I find somebody else to sit down and talk right here on WCRN.
Happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days, the weekend comes.